For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says at least 5 explosive devices have been intercepted since Tuesday, addressed to prominent Democrats and supporters.
What we saw here today was an effort to terrorize, attempting to undermine our free press and leaders of this country through acts of violence.
President Trump spoke out against such political violence.
In these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The state of New York is suing ExxonMobil, alleging the company defrauded investors by misrepresenting the cost of climate change to the company. David Hawkins with the Natural Resources Defense Council says it also claimed aggressive government action on climate change would be prohibitively expensive.
MIT study didn't find that these policies would be extremely expensive, and ExxonMobil simply made up numbers that were greatly exaggerated and claimed that they were supported by this MIT study.
The nation's largest provider of shelters for immigrant children has surrendered 2 of its licenses in Arizona. That follows a state investigation that found the organization didn't have fingerprint records for some employees. The health department investigation began last summer when several reports of abuse at the shelters in Arizona became public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2 Navy SEALs are facing charges in a war crimes case. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher allegedly stabbed a detainee to death in Iraq last year, posing for a picture next to the man's body later. Lieutenant Jacob Portier is suspected of covering up the incident. The Naval Criminal Investigative Service reports that Gallagher is also accused of shooting 2 civilians in separate incidents in Mosul, Iraq. Gallagher was arrested last month. He's in the brig at Miramar, while Portier is facing a dereliction of duty charge. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of people gathered in Philadelphia's Love Park to support transgender rights, which they fear the Trump administration will roll back.
One after another, speakers demanded protection of Obama-era policies that allow people to choose the gender that is displayed on their ID. Kevin Razor is also worried about losing key components of his health care.
We won't be able to get our hormones. We won't be able to get different treatments. Sometimes your insurance covers your surgeries, which are thousands of dollars, and they just started passing this law, and all those things could be stripped away from us.
Others say they fought too long and hard for civil rights and cannot allow all that progress to get erased with just a few strokes of a pen. Mike Daugherty, Philadelphia.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.